The Heat Ray Massacre. It was the weirdest case of my life, and like too many cases, it began with a murder.
You're gonna like this shipment, boss. It's the pure stuff.
Don't I know it. Just miss the old days when the name Lucky Copano meant the best liquor on the coast. Not this stuff we're pushing now. Besides, I hate dealing with these friggin' chinks. You don't think they'd pull a double cross? No way. I run this city. And ain't no Chinaman ever that dumb. Besides, we got half the gang up here backing me up. You worry too much. Hey, who's that over there?
Lucky Copano?
Who's asking?
I'm here to make you an offer. You and your gang will work for us, or face the consequences. You will get 10%. There will be no negotiation. Do you accept these terms?
Ventilate this clown. Eat lead! Holy hell, he won't drop! Keep pouring it on.
If this is your answer, then so be it.
The gang was reduced to little more than man-shaped heaps of ash and bone silently crying out for justice. Me, I'm no hero, just a private dick. I investigate crimes for cash and leave the heroics to cops and nuts like the man with the black medallion.
I'm Drew.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Tanner, and we are the hosts of Headline Heroes.
Every week, we take a bizarre, out there article.
Germans build underground pipeline for beer.
An attempt to create a superhero or villain.
The obvious one is that they have a giant robot that runs off of beer.
Along the way, we discuss powers, design a costume, and of course, struggle with a name.
Graham Sam Sam?
No.
Graham Sam Sam? No.
And inevitably, we get off subject and talk about the really important stuff.
I did go to Bill Engvall's website, and I just want to tell you a couple of things that I'm seeing here.
Please do. I wish you would. But we always arrive with the super creation we are proud of. Join Headline Heroes every Tuesday as we try to make reality a little more super.
Yikes, what happened here?
Someone had a gangland weenie roast, and we're the cops who got to clean it up.
Who are the stiffs?
Lucky Copano and his gang. His whole friggin' gang.
Doesn't seem to be so lucky now.
Truth. I've met black cats with better luck than this.
Looks to me like someone brought a flamethrower to a gunfight.
Only it don't smell like rotten. Literally, something like this on a reek of gasoline. I don't smell a damn thing, but overcooked gangster. We get stranger. Look here at these metal lumps. Guns. Each of these guys was packing heat out the wazoo. How are they gonna stand here and get smoked without taking the guy down with them?
Maybe you're overthinking it, Payne. Could be a natural gas explosion, just a big fireball and some bad luck.
I don't think so. Look over here. Papers just a few feet away. And not even singed. The only spot anywhere in this crime scene that's even charred is around the bodies.
I give up. You're right, the whole thing is the weirdest mystery I've ever seen in 10 years on the force. Now, we could spend the next 10 years trying to crack this case, or we could call it an accident and call it a day. I don't know about you, but I think these guys were garbage, and whoever did them deserves a medal.
Yeah, you're right. Why bust our ass over jerks who had it coming? Let's go get a beer.
She had legs from here to Jupiter and eyes like a wounded kitten. The kind of eyes that are hard to say no to. Should have known she meant trouble when she came slinking to my office. Should have turned her away once I knew who she was.
Guess I'm just a sucker for a dame with uncried tears in her eyes. It's open.
This is the office of Ace Bulletin, the private eye.
It sure is, Toots. Let me take your coat. How can I help a pretty lady like you?
I thought I was in the wrong place. Most detectives don't work for a penthouse suite in the Wheelshire.
Most dicks don't have $1 million trust fund.
Why even work?
It ain't a very trustin' trust fund, trust me. The old man's estate pays the bills, but if I want spending money, I gotta work like any Joe. Speaking of, what's the trouble?
My daddy's been murdered. And the lousy coppers are trying to call it an accident.
You think it was murder, though?
I know it was murder, Mr. Bulletin. My old man had enemies, and the way he died was no accident. My father was Lucky Copano. He ran this city, and no accident could take out him and all his top guys in an instant.
The mobster, Lucky Copano? You want me to investigate his murder? I don't know how to tell you this, lady, but the hazard pay alone would triple my normal rates.
I'll pay it. Just find me the men who did this.
$1,000 an hour plus expenses, lady. You've got yourself a deal.
Good. We'll be in touch tomorrow. I gotta go. Funeral arrangements are a full-time job.
Let me walk you to your car.
I took a cab.
Better yet, let me give you a ride. We can discuss the case a bit.
That'd be nice.
This is my man, Colin Blackmore. He'll be driving us. Just give him directions to the mortuary.
I am not your man. I don't even work for you. I work for the estate.
You see what I mean about trust? I can't even hire my own driver.
That's your fault. Crash enough cars drunk, and they won't let you keep driving on. The Rolls was the straw that broke the camel's back. What you did to that beautiful car is a crime.
Right on Sunset Boulevard. Why do you let him talk to you like that, Ace?
Let him? Like you said, he works for the estate. Couldn't fire him if I tried.
I suppose, but he's a Negro.
A Negro who can hear every word you're saying, and for the record, has kicked this cracker's ass more times than he can remember. He wants to try for a baker's dozen, he can be my guest.
No, thank you. I've learned my lesson the first dozen. But Celeste, tell me, was there anyone your father was in conflict with recently? More than usual, I mean. Someone ambitious, perhaps.
There were a few. One comes to mind. Have you ever heard of Mickey Smits?
Him? Runs a cigar club uptown?
That's him. Well, he was butting heads with my daddy over territory issues. Wanted to expand his hookers into the hills without paying his dues. Daddy put him in his place, but they say he's found a new boss, and nobody knows the guy's name.
It does sound fishy. Tell you what, I'll hit the club today and ask around.
This is me here. Be discreet when you ask around. Mickey's got a temper.
Discretion is my middle name.
Yeah, and Robert E. Lee is mine. Seriously, this guy is about as discreet as a firecracker.
Oh, I've noticed that. You take care of yourself, Colin, and keep this guy out of trouble.
That's what I'm paid for. Are we really going to the Pussycat Lounge?
I'm going. They don't let you fellows in.
Ain't that a bitch? I guess I'll have to find someplace else to hang around with smelly old men ogling tramps. Well, this is the spot. I hope you'll enjoy the thick smell of bigotry in there.
Don't worry. If I open a cigar club, everyone will be welcome. Keep it warm for me. I won't be long. Colin wasn't lying about the smell.
Cuban?
Nope, I was born in Hawaii.
Gee whiz, I've never heard that before.
Say, you look important.
Hey, sir, may I help you?
I'm looking for your boss, Mickey Smits. He here today? Never mind, I can tell by the look in your eyes he is. Up those stairs you keep looking at, eh? Well, you send a guy up and tell him I want a few minutes. My name's Ace Bulletin. I'm a private eye on the case.
This is very unusual.
Look, I've got a client with some pretty big mob connections who seems to think your boss killed her dad. I know he didn't do it, you know he didn't do it, but my client needs some convincing. 5 minutes, that's all I ask, so I can cross him off my list.
Don't worry, Donnie, I'll show him up. The boss won't want any misunderstandings with the other family. Now you just sit here and I'll ask the boss what he wants to do with you. He'll probably see you, as in you ain't worth killing, but you can bet he'll want me to rough you up a bit. On account of the disrespect, you understand? Any place you don't want me to hit you? The face. Yeah, you one of them pretty boys. Believe it or not, I used to be one too. Few fist fights killed me of that. But don't you worry. Body shots all the way. It'll be a minute. You need the can, it's over there. Thanks, Bruiser. You're a stand-up guy. Yeah, you were right to bring him here, Bruiser. He probably doesn't know about the new bosses, but if he even suspects, we'll need to kill him. The chauffeur and the girl, too. No loose ends. Let's be professional, though. He might be as big of a fool as he looks. Right, boss. He looks dumber than I am.
From the top of the literary charts.
I'm wearing the skimpiest bikini I could find, made entirely out of bonnets.
It looks like each boob is a Mennonite. I love it.
To the bottom of the bargain bin.
Hopefully, at the end, I will laugh and say, ree-hee-hee-hee, and will not, in fact, die like a Scooby-Doo ghost.
The Puffin Publishing Podcast shows you your favorite authors as they truly were.
Mark Twain, I'm an author. I wrote the N-word a bunch.
Every month, the Puffin Publishing Podcast brings you the very best in improvised and sketch comedy. New episodes the first of every single month. God bless it.
By the power of Merlin.
What's going on out there? I'll check. Holy crap, who let smoke up the stairs? It's everywhere in that guy in the tux. Who the hell is he?
Whoever he is, he's kicking the crap out of the boys. Go take care of it.
Right, boss, I'll blow him away. Hey, what gives? The bullets are just vanishing in that smoke and he ain't even phased. I know I didn't miss. Crap, he's coming this way.
Out of my way.
You're him, aren't you? The man with the black medallion. I've heard of you, but didn't believe it.
I've got some questions for you, Mr. Snitz, about a murder that happened 2 nights back, and about this new mystery boss of yours.
Get your mitts off the boss!
You hear that? My men are coming, 20 of them. I don't care what kind of freak you are, I like those eyes.
This place is getting too crowded. You and I are gonna have a private chat in the men's room.
First, I didn't know what was happening when the shooting began. Then I saw him running through that swirling cloud of smoke that filled the room, knocking men down with such speed and grace, he seemed to be dancing. Then he stood close enough for me to touch, and I saw him, an urban legend made life. I always assumed if he was real, he wore a mask, but the stories were true. A kind of vapor cloud hung over his head, obscuring his face. The medallion itself was just as impressive as the rumors suggest. Onyx, black diamonds, and obsidian, set in intricately carved black gold. It must be worth a fortune. As the bullets started to fly in my direction, I ducked back into the men's room, only for the man with the black medallion to follow, dragging Mickey Smith's behind me.
Now you talk, Smith. Who murdered Lucky Coburn?
You don't know these people like I do.
They aren't your problem right now. I am. I can do things a lot worse than kill you. Send you places where you'll wish you were dead.
Even you'd think I was crazy if I told you.
Talk, damn you!
These guys, the new bosses ain't even human. They're some kind of spacemen from Mars or something. I don't know, but they got ray guns and a lot of shit you won't believe.
They went in the restroom, come on!
That's my cue.
Jumped out the window, but there's no sign of him down there. Just a vanishing cloud of smoke.
So there is a limit to what you can do. Wait, I'm not the... Hold this freak until the boss wakes up. He'll want to think of something special to do with him. Ain't that right, pretty boy? Won't be so pretty when we're done. Get him out of my sight.
You don't understand. I'm not the man with the black medallion.
support future Scanned Space serials by pledging to our Patreon account. Just click the link on our Facebook page.